after a couple of weeks of hiatus, we'll resume the Minchas Chinuch Shiren, as Hashem be more consistent in doing this weekly. As tonight, Sunday night, Yerav Kislev will be my mother-in-law's yahrzeit. It's very fitting to continue the series in memory of Naomi Rachel Bas Yaakov Chaim. As Parshas Vayetze didn't have any mitzvahs, like most of our parshiyos here in Sefer Bereishis, it took a mitzvah from Parshas Yitzro, mitzvah Chav Vav. Amazingly enough, it says you cannot believe in other gods. Incredible, Chav Vav, Yudke Vavke. You can only believe in one God. And Minchas Chinuch had many points on this, but one point that really stuck out to me as being quite fascinating is when it comes to this idea, it doesn't matter if you believe in Hashem. It's not one of those things that, oh, I don't believe in Hashem, I believe in other things. It's saying that even if you believe Hashem, you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world, but you believe in other gods, or you don't believe fully in Him, but really more going to the sense that I believe that there are other creators as well that have a determination, and it's not all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're violating it's a doraisa by doing that, because our belief system has to be veras l'kulo Hashem, which at times is very challenging, because we can think like, oh, it could just happen this way. God didn't really play His hand in that, and this just happened to be the situation, the scenario that played itself out. But no, Minchas Chinuch is reminding us there's only one God. Everything in this world comes from the Borei Olam. He is the ultimate creator, and He is the one that is controlling everything. And we cannot believe for one second that there are other people, other creators, other worldly things that control things, even if we do believe that. Of course, Hashem played His hand in it. But also, he had emissaries that were helping out, and there were other contributing factors. But no, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the only God who can determine what's going to be in this world. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.